It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another month of job gains, but is it enough to really move the needle?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The nation's economy created 80,000 jobs in October. That's according to the latest Labor Department report out just moments ago. The unemployment rate improved last month, dropping 0.1% to 9%. David Kelly is chief market strategist for J.P. Morgan's funds, and he's with us live from New York now with a little analysis. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So what do you think? 80,000 jobs, good or no?
Well, actually, I think the details are better than that headline number. I mean, first of all, they revised up the prior 2 months by about 102,000. So in a way, it's kind of like getting 182,000 jobs, not 80,000. Also, there's a separate survey which they do to calculate the unemployment rate, and that survey shows that 277,000 more Americans were working in October than September. So when we look at the details, it is actually a little bit stronger than that 80,000 headline number.
You mentioned those prior monthly reports that are being revised upward. Is the economy, do you think, David, growing faster than it looks like on the surface?
Well, it's certainly growing more quickly than people think. I mean, people think that we are in recession. We're not. The economy grew by 2.5% annualized in the third quarter. Even in August, you know, originally they reported August as having no job gains at all. You remember that 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Now they say that 104,000 jobs were added in August. So the economy is not doing great, but it is gradually improving here.
So maybe we need to wait a little while in order to see what the next month will tell about 2 months back.
Yes.
Yeah, more than 100,000 private sector jobs I mentioned. Government jobs keep being cut. Do you think these numbers will continue to be low initially?
Yeah, I think that the government sector is going to continue to be a drag. We've got a lot of fiscal stimulus going away as we go into the new year, and state and local governments are still cutting back. But the private sector in America is gradually coming back here, and I think people need to recognize that. You can only keep the American economy down for so long. So overall, I think things are improving gradually.
David Kelly from J.P. Morgan Funds. David, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
The G20 summit in France wraps up today with all the finance ministers from around the world. And now that there will be no Greek referendum on the European bailout, the mood is a little more upbeat in Cannes. European debt, of course, has a lot of investors on this side of the Atlantic concerned. But big U.S. banks have been buying and selling what amounts to be insurance policies to offset all of that questionable debt. Sound familiar? It should. It's the same type of thing that caused all kinds of trouble at the height of the financial crisis. Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
It was back in 2008 that insurance giant AIG found itself on the hook to cover billions of dollars in insurance on bad loans. Former regulator Lynn Turner told Congress then few saw it coming.
I don't think the company ever was honest with the investors about the potential impact of these things.
Now, American banks are making bets on how Europe's debt crisis will play out, but Stanford professor Daryl Duffy sees no need to sound alarm bells.
There's no reason to believe that they've done silly things and taken excessive amounts of risk of this type.
Duffy concedes, though, there's no way to know for sure since reforms passed by Congress are still being sorted out by regulators.
For the time being, we don't really have great visibility on who's bought insurance from whom.
The banks say not to worry. They've got insurance on their insurance. But hedge fund manager Peter Chur says the uncertainty is uncomfortably reminiscent of 3 years ago.
Here we are with the same situation. I think that's a big failure on the part of the regulators.
By one account, U.S. banks could be risking many billions more in insurance protection on shaky European debt than the loans they've actually made to those countries. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mixed at the moment. Asian markets were much higher, though. Chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices said today it's going to cut 1,400 workers, blamed on weak PC sales and competition from smartphone and tablet, microchips. Wall Street yesterday, markets extended the win streak. The Dow added 208 points to close at 12,044.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
It's only early November, but some stores have already offered holiday merchandise for weeks and weeks now. And this weekend, retail behemoth Walmart is trying to get a head start on the holiday shopping season. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Every holiday season, this is what you hear.
Wake up early.
Shop early.
Christmas comes early.
This year, Walmart is trying to get a jump on Black Friday with a big sale 3 weeks early. This Saturday, select items will be discounted just like the day after Thanksgiving. Candace Corlett is with WSL Strategic Retail.
The early retailer gets the shoppers, absolutely.
Britt Beamer, head of America's research group, says retailers are getting aggressive because there may only be so many worms, dollars, in shoppers' pockets.
74% of consumers say they're trying to stay away from credit cards as much as they can. So what's finite is how much they have in their checking account at any given moment.
The National Retail Federation predicts the average consumer will spend $704 this holiday season. That's almost $15 less than last year and $50 less than before the recession. And consultant Candace Corlett says Walmart hopes the sale this weekend is a hook for more. To even sneak a peek at the specials, shoppers have to hand over their email addresses.
They will receive lots of offers from Walmart throughout the holidays.
To keep them coming back.
There is this fantasy, though, that then you stop. You do it early and you stop. And that's not what happens.
And Corlett says if it gets people shopping, other retailers will try it too. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, a new Zogby survey says waiting around for an installation or a repairman cost American workers nearly $38 billion in lost wages last year. Now, half of those who responded to the poll said they had to use either sick or vacation time while waiting for a service call, costing the average customer a whopping $250 in pay each. The worst culprit, said the survey, was the cable guy, whose four-hour window can seem like an eternity. Good thing there is plenty of TV to watch on ESPN or Lifetime. Oh yeah, never mind. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Online at marketplace.org, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Big banks are backing off those debit card fees, but is it too late to make a difference?
We've heard from credit unions from all across the country that they've seen an increase in business. We've heard anywhere from double their normal new account volume to five times as much.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bank transfer day is coming up, you know. That story next time on Marketplace. The numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.